Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right now, these are the top stocks owned by Cathie Wood, and this is a deep dive into her stock portfolio. Based on her latest 13F, we'll look at her meaningful positions, from the smallest to the biggest. You're going to want to watch till the end because some of these positions are going to surprise you. Cathie Wood's the controversial founder of ARK Investment Management, who's focused solely on disruptive innovation. Her investment strategy emphasizes innovation and growth, and that's reflected in her portfolio. Even with more than 40 years of experience in the investment industry, Cathie Wood's results have been less than flattering. Her funds have mixed results over the years and have been roller coaster rides for investors. Her flagship ARK Innovation ETF was the top performing global equity with at least $1 billion of assets in 2020, and she was named the best stock picker of the year by Bloomberg. But with high highs, Cathie Wood has seen low lows. She had the worst performing equity fund in 2022. And according to Morningstar, she was the third highest wealth destroyer since founding ARK in 2014. One of Wood's smallest positions is the ProShares Bitcoin Strategy ETF. She added to this for the first time at the end of the fourth quarter in 2023. Today, it makes up around 1% of her portfolio. Next, we have Meta Platforms, the company formerly known as Facebook. This also comes in at around 1% of the portfolio, and it's a company she's bought and sold out of many times over the last handful of years. As Meta rebounded in 2023, Wood was adding more in each of the last three quarters. She's been a major beneficiary of their recent run up, netting a gain of over 85%. Meta's owned by a ton of super investors with multiple multi-billion dollar positions in the company. Wood's holding is toward the smaller end. Based on the numbers behind a discounted cash flow analysis, Meta has a $512 current fair value, giving it just a marginal upside. Analysts aren't as bullish on the company with a $451.5 price target. That implies a 9% downside. This comes even though Meta has 9 buy ratings and 3 hold recommendations with 0 sells. Wood's next position, also around 1% of the portfolio, is 10x Genomics. She's been buying and selling this stock like crazy, going back all the way to the middle of 2020. Most recently, she bought 1 million shares after having sold the stock straight for the last year. Even with her most recent buy, given her large purchases in 2021, Wood is down heavily on the investment, with a loss of 68%. Cathie Wood's the second biggest super investor in this $4.3 billion company that trades close to its 52-week lows. Based on a discounted cash flow analysis, it looks like there's an 18.5% upside with a $45.5 current fair value. Next, Teradyne is also a company Wood's been adding more to, buying the stock straight for nearly the last 2 years. This is another company she's made a ton of trades on, buying or selling out of this dating back to the fourth quarter of 2016. Since then, the stock has had a run-up and she's gained around 28% so far. Like the last company on our list, Cathie Wood is the second largest super investor in Teradyne, which is nearly a $17 billion company. Veracyte is the next company in Cathie Wood's portfolio, coming in at just over 1%. Like almost all of these other stocks, she's been actively buying in and selling out of this one. Since first buying in the fourth quarter of 2016, it's estimated Cathie Wood is down around 16% on the stock. Wood's the largest individual investor in this $1.5 billion company that trades $3 above its 52-week low. Right now, a discounted cash flow analysis supports an 18% upside with a $26 current fair value. Next, Trade Desk comes in at just over 1% of the portfolio and she's bought this in each of the last three quarters. It's a company she was purchasing around COVID times, and since then, she's netted a gain of around 9%. Wood's the second largest super investor in this $38.5 billion advertising company that trades $11 below its 52-week high. Like the other companies we've looked at, it looks like there's a slight upside with an $83 current fair value and a 3.7% upside based on a discounted cash flow analysis. Recursion Pharmaceuticals is Wood's next position, coming in at 1.5% of her portfolio. She owns around 9% of its shares outstanding. Since buying in the middle of 2021, she's bought or sold on 10 different occasions. So far, she has a gain of around 6%. Today, Guru Focus gives Recursion Pharmaceuticals a $21 current fair value, but it does come with a possible value trap warning. So this is a stock to potentially watch. Next up for Wood is Ginkgo Bioworks. It's the 21st largest position in her portfolio, and she owns 11.5% of its shares. This is a company she's bought pretty consistently going back 2.5 years, but at the same time, it's a huge loser for her as it's continued to trend downward. So far, she's lost 75% of her money on this one. Wood's not alone as a super investor in this $2 billion company that trades just above its 52-week low. It doesn't look like there's a lot supporting a valuation for Ginkgo Bioworks. They're not profitable, and they have a tangible book value of 48 cents per share. Wood's 20th largest holding is Twist Bioscience. She owns more than 11.5% of their shares, and it makes up 1.5% of her portfolio. Like our last holding, this one's been a big loser. She was basically buying the company at its peaks back in 2021, and since then, this stock has trended downwards. After an initial run of a ton of success, she has a loss of about 44% on her position. Wood's the biggest super investor in this $2 billion biotech company that trades just $6 below its 52-week high. However, the numbers do look more flattering for this company, with a $47 current fair value and a 33% upside based on a discounted cash flow analysis. Hopefully you're enjoying the video so far, because we're just getting started as we break the top 20 positions for Cathie Wood. Next up is PagerDuty. This software company comes in at 1.6% of her portfolio. Wood's one of the biggest super investors in this stock, owning 12% of its shares. It's another company she's bought and sold a lot of in the last handful of years, but so far she's lost about 15% on this stock. Today, this $2.2 billion software company trades just $4 above its 52-week high, and Wood is the biggest super investor by far in PagerDuty. The numbers look like there's a 23% upside with a $29 current fair value based on a DCF. Now we're really getting into software companies for Cathie Wood. Next on her list at her 18th largest position is Palantir. This comes in at 1.6% of her portfolio. It's another company she's been very active in, but she's owned this one for a long time, buying it prior to its public listing. Because of this, it's estimated Wood has netted around an 87% gain on her shares. Plus, she's been buying more of Palantir in the last few quarters. Palantir's a $56 billion software company that trades a dollar below its 52-week high. Renaissance Technology founder Jim Simons is the biggest super investor with a $1 billion position in the company. Despite its recent run-up, Guru Focus gives Palantir a $16.5 current fair value. Today, Palantir's stock price is 48% above this. Unity Software is next for Cathie Wood at 2% of her portfolio. This is another company that's a big loser. She's down 71%. Wood's the largest super investor in this $10.5 billion gaming software company that's just a dollar above its 52-week low. Analysts are relatively bullish on the company, giving it a 36% upside and a $35.5 price target. It looks like the next few companies are health-related before we get back into software technology businesses. Here, as her 16th largest position, it's Teladoc Health. Wood owns 12.5% of this stock, which has been a major loser for her. She was making purchases both during its run-up into its peak in 2021 and since then. So far, she's netted a loss of 91%. With a buy in the most recent quarter, it looks like her conviction on the business isn't over. However, this $2.5 billion telehealth company trades just a dollar above its 52-week low, and Wood is by far the biggest super investor with a position in the company. The numbers may support Wood's recent bullishness, giving it a big upside of 67% and a fair value of $25 per share. We'll see how things pan out with this one. Intellia Therapeutics is Wood's 15th largest position. She owns 11.5% of the business. That also has been a loser for her. Cumulatively, her purchases are down 18% since she first bought in the fourth quarter of 2016. Recently, though, she's been buying, even as the stock has crashed. In this $3 billion therapeutic company, she's the biggest super investor, even though it trades just $5 above its 52-week lows. The numbers support a modest 12% upside with a $32 current fair value. Beam Therapeutics is next on our list at 2% of Wood's portfolio. This one's also a huge loser for her. She's down 49%, even though she owns more than 10% of the business. Like Intellia, recently Wood's been buying. She's far and away the biggest super investor in Beam. Profitability isn't great for Beam, and they have a tangible book value of $12 per share. Next, we have Exact Sciences, her 13th biggest holding. This one's pretty interesting for Wood. She bought straight for nearly 2 years, and then she's been selling straight for the last full year. So far, it's also a big loser, down 40%. Today, this $11 billion science company trades just $5 above its 52-week low. And once again, Wood's the biggest super investor with the position. It doesn't look like there's much upside, with the company priced right around its current fair value. We're back to software companies with Wood's next position, Twilio. This makes up 2.5% of her portfolio, and once again, she's been buying and selling for the last 4 years straight. After purchasing it at its peaks, she's down more than 70%. Twilio's an $11 billion software communications company that trades in the middle of its 52-week high and low. Behind Al Gore, Cathie Wood is the second largest super investor. It looks like there's a decent 15% upside for the business with a $72 current fair value based on a DCF. Now, we're right about to crack Cathie Wood's top 10 stock holdings, but first, at the 11th spot, with just under 3% of her portfolio, it's Shopify. This is a company she's also been buying in and selling out of, but she's timed her purchases and some of these sales better than in the past. So far, she's netted a gain of around 12% on the business. Recently, she's been selling this $96 billion e-commerce software business. That may not be the most prudent, as a discounted cash flow analysis gives it a current fair value of $97 per share and a 23% upside. Analysts see things differently, however, targeting $65 as their stock price with a 17% downside. They're much more split on their buy, hold, and sell recommendations. Now we're finally into the top 10. At the 10th spot, it's the gaming company Roblox. No surprise, Wood's also active with this one, but she bought and sold at some inopportune times. Since her first purchases, she's down 23% on the company. Today, the $23 billion gaming company trades $6 below its 52-week highs, and Wood is the second largest super investor in this one. While she's been selling out more recently, analysts have a price target at $46 for the company, giving it a 15% upside. Plus, it seems there are more buy and hold recommendations than sells. DraftKings, the online gambling company, is the 9th largest position, coming in at more than 3%. Wood owns around 2.6% of the company's shares, and since buying near its highs, she's down 8% on this one. She's been selling as the company rebounded from its market lows in early 2023. Today, the $20 billion gambling company trades just $2 below its 52-week high. And again, no surprise, Wood's the biggest super investor. Analysts think DraftKings has more room to climb with a $46.5 price target, giving it a 10.5% upside. In the number 8 spot, we have Robinhood Markets. It's 3.6% of her portfolio, and she owns around 5% of the company. Since buying in, Wood is down big, losing 36%. But this is a company she's more bullish on for the future, buying in each of the last 4 quarters. Today, Robinhood, which trades under the stock ticker HOOD, trades at its 52-week highs. Analysts see that as about a fair price for the company, with just a $17 price target, implying a slight downside. Do you know what Cathie Wood's top 5 stocks are? Keep watching to find out. Roku is Cathie Wood's 7th largest holding. She owns 7.7% of this TV streaming business. Also a very active position for her, with the timing of her buys and sells, she's down big, losing 55%. In the 3 most recent quarters, she's been selling, after buying for the last year and a half straight. Roku's an $8 billion business that trades $12 above its 52-week lows. The numbers support about an $80 current fair value with a 23.5% upside. It looks like analysts are even more bullish, with a $97.5 price target, giving it a 51% upside. But they're split on their buy, hold, and sell ratings. CRISPR Therapeutics is Wood's 6th biggest holding. She owns 10% of this company, and she's bought or sold straight for the last 4 years. All this buying and selling hasn't done a lot for her, but she's netted a gain of just around 5%. CRISPR trades closer to its 52-week high and is a $6 billion company that Wood's the biggest super investor in. The numbers support a sizable upside of 24% with a $93 current fair value. Now it's time to break into the top five. In the fifth spot, we have Tesla. This is a company that's been quite a success for Wood. She's bought and sold dating all the way back to the fourth quarter of 2016, but since then she's netted a gain of 97%. Interestingly, if she would have just held on tight, she would have made a lot more for herself and a lot more for shareholders. Today, the $560 billion EV giant trades about $15 above its 52-week lows. The numbers support a $189 current fair value and an 11.5% upside. Analysts are much more bullish with a 50% upside and a $254 price target. In the fourth spot, making up 4.5% of her portfolio, we have Zoom Video Communications. Zoom, which soared to notoriety during the pandemic lockdowns, has been a big loser for Wood. She bought in quite literally at the peak and has been steadily buying since. She's just very slightly trimmed her position in the last year or so. Since that time, Wood's down 70% on her investment, losing big. Today, Zoom trades in between its 52-week high and low and is still a $20 billion company. This comes as it fell more than 80% from its all-time highs in 2020. The numbers say Zoom has around a $71 current fair value, just giving it a 3% upside, so it looks about fairly valued. Analysts agree with a $70 price target and just a 2% upside. Most of them have hold ratings. Block is Wood's third biggest holding. This makes up 6% of her portfolio, and it also dates to the end of 2016. In that time, Block would have performed very well if you had just bought and hold. Instead, Wood has been buying in and selling out at exactly the wrong times, and she has a loss of 29%. Recently, though, she's been buying Block in each of the last four quarters straight. You can check out my recent video on Block for a more detailed analysis of the company, which today trades at its 52-week highs. Still, for our purposes, this $43 billion payments company has a fair value of around $90 per share based on this DCF. Analysts are a little more bullish on the company, giving it an 8.5% upside and a $93 price target. In the number two spot with her second biggest position, we have UiPath. Wood owns more than 8% of the shares of this software automation company. Since it was listed and since she's been buying in, Wood is down 46% on it. Today, it also trades close to its 52-week highs. It's a $13 billion company that I also recently covered on the channel. You can check that video out for a more detailed analysis of the company. And drumroll please, as her biggest position coming in at 13% of the portfolio, we have Coinbase. This is a stock Wood's also been active in, but she's been making some more opportunistic buys of the company as it's traded at its lows in 2023. Since then, Wood is actually up 46% on her top holding, which makes up 13% of the portfolio. She owns 4.3% of Coinbase's shares outstanding. With this $50 billion company, Wood is by far the biggest super investor with a $2.2 billion position. Today, Coinbase is trading just below its 52-week high. Analysts aren't so optimistic about the business, however. With a $152 price target, they have a 40% downside. In her $16.7 billion portfolio, what was the most surprising holding for you? Will Cathie Wood outperform in the future, even though she's destroyed value in the past? Let me know in the comments below. If you enjoyed the video, be sure to like it and subscribe to the channel for more. Then watch this next one on screen.